Yo, what's good, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of self-care realness, back with another episode that's gonna hit you harder than that notification you get when your crush likes your TikTok. Let's be real, life these days is a whirlwind of deadlines, FOMO, and trying to figure out what avocado toast really means. But between the memes and the late-night study sessions, finding emotional balance can feel like searching for the Holy Grail in a dusty antique shop. Am I right? Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster with zero safety bars? One minute you're crushing it, slaying goals, and the next you're spiraling into a vortex of anxiety because someone used the wrong emoji in a group chat. Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. This ain't some fluffy self-help BS. Today, we're diving deep into how to find that sweet spot of emotional chill even when life throws you curveballs faster than a Drake song drops. First things first. Ditch the I gotta bottle it all up mentality. That's like trying to fit an entire year's worth of laundry in your backpack. Eventually, it bursts and stains everything. Once just hits, let those emotions out. Don't judge yourself for feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or even just plain grumpy. It's okay to feel things, and acknowledging those feelings is the first step to managing them like a boss. Think of it like this. Emotions are your body's way of saying, hey, something needs attention here. Next up, prioritize self-care but make it actually fun. We're not talking about long baths with lavender candles unless that's your thing, no judgment. Self-care is whatever recharges you, whether it's blasting your favorite playlist on repeat while cleaning, binging that new Netflix show everyone's obsessed with, or getting lost in a good book. The key is to carve out time for activities that bring you joy and leave you feeling refreshed. Speaking of refresh, listen up because this one's crucial. Digital detox is your secret weapon against emotional overload. Seriously, put the phone down every now and then. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram for an hour and feel even more anxious? Yeah, we've all been there. Taking breaks from social media can help you reconnect with yourself and the real world, which can do wonders for your emotional well-being. Think of it like a mini vacation for your brain. It deserves a break from the constant stream of information overload. Now, let's talk about something that's totally relatable. The pressure to be on all the time. You know, always smiling, being productive, and looking perfect on Instagram. Newsflash. Nobody expects you to be superhuman. It's okay to have bad days, to feel vulnerable, and to show your authentic self, flaws and all. Remember, true connection comes from being real. Not pretending to be someone you're not. Here's the game changer. Practice mindfulness. I know it sounds a little woo-woo, but trust me on this one. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your overthinking brain and just being present in what you're doing, whether that's enjoying your morning coffee or taking a walk outside. Think about it. When was the last time you actually took a few deep breaths? Notice the feeling of the sun on your skin, or just listen to the sounds around you. By practicing mindfulness, you can calm your anxious thoughts, reduce stress, and find a sense of inner peace that's totally worth it. Picture this. You're about to ace that presentation, but butterflies are doing the tango in your stomach. Instead of freaking out, you take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you've got this, and focus on delivering your message with confidence. Boom. See? Self-care isn't some luxury, it's an essential part of navigating life's ups and downs. It's about making choices that prioritize your well-being, even when things get hectic. So remember, Gen Z, find what works for you, ditch the pressure to be perfect, and don't forget to hit that refresh button every now and then. You deserve to feel balanced, grounded, and ready to conquer the world one avocado toast at a time. Ready to level up your self-care game? Hit me up in the comments with your favorite stress-busting hacks. Don't forget to tag this episode in your TikToks because let's get real, we need to normalize these conversations. And hey, if you're digging what I'm serving up here, hit that follow button and leave a review because it means the world to me. Let's keep spreading the self-care love, one podcast episode at a time.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.